week of exposés on Kennedy Molloy. Lee Sales exposed the message the electorate had for Bill Shorten.
In 2016, you know, he fell short. This time around has fallen even further short. We told you we didn't like this guy, and now we still don't like this guy. I was thinking of that, you know, the Australians say, don't let the door bang your bum on the way out.
Jane exposed her way of celebrating the Game of Thrones finale.
I had been saving a little bottle.
A little bottle
of champagne.
That's not like you to be drinking in the middle of the day.
Oh, I was so excited. And as soon as the music started,
And the guys both exposed their love for commercial spokespeople.
The Trivago girl has got a fugly fringe.
What?
You need another one now.
Whatever, the Trivago girl was perfect.
No, they play around with her too much.
But I said perfect to get away from Dirty Weekend. She knows good, cheap hotels. Who's your Trivago girl? It's the Yui guy. You love the Yui.
I love him, but not like that.
What about the meerkat?
Did Mickey expose too much on Dave O'Neill's podcast?
Are you worried about anything?
Yeah.
The things you said about Jane or...
Like a Stefanovic Brothers call.
Yeah.
Am I the new Georgie Gardner?
Dave, you won't be happy.
And Dr. Chris Brown taught us that it's pretty hard for an emu to expose themselves.
Very hard to tell the difference between male and female emu. All their down below parts are tucked up above. You can't see them.
It's not large, I'm guessing. You'd never hear the phrase hung like an emu.
But then Dr. Chris exposed the emu's true feelings.
The emu had come in from the bush and fallen in love with the male farmer and was going through an extensive courtship ritual.
It was a courtship ritual.
What did the emu do when he saw you, God's sake?
It was competition, let me tell you.
It's dumped the farmer.
Jimmy Barnes exposed how busy his year is looking.
I'm writing another book. I want to make 3 records in this year. I reckon it'll be a culture's record probably by the end of the year.
Oh, okay. Man.
Jeez, Barnes, settle down.
It's funny, you know, when you're not recovering all the time. It's just ridiculous how much spare time you've got. Why did I miss this, you know?
What's
you
that
know?
Big ball in the sky?
Is that daylight? Sun.
Mick is finally being exposed to Game of Thrones. He's just started season 1.
Unbelievable, you know, it's all going on in the Dothraki Sea. And the wall, how big's the wall? That thing's huge.
Oh, my God.
How long's that been going on?
What happens when you're on a wall? What aren't you allowed to do?
Have sex.
Correct.
Especially with a relative.
And Dave O'Neill revealed that Glenn Robbins regularly likes to expose himself.
We were waiting for Peter Rosen to get to the house and I was having a nap in my underpants and singlet. There was a knock on the door.
What? Why don't you put a T-shirt on? And your pants?
I didn't have a T-shirt.
Your guys' trips away are weird, let me just say.
So I thought, I better answer the door. So I go and answer the door and Pete is there. He goes, oh, in your underpants. I didn't know, but behind me, Glenn had walked down the stairs taking his underpants and pants off and just standing there.
No. What is wrong? No.
He goes, come in, Pete. We're having fun.
Why would you answer the door in your underpants?
But the biggest expose this week, that King Edward VII, Dirty Birdie, had a sex chair.
A woman would lie on the lower one, woman would lie on the higher one with her feet in the stirrups. Edward could alternate between the two as he saw fit.
Going to put one of those in front of the telly.
Good God.
Yeah, you know you what don't you get me that. For my birthday?
You don't want cufflinks?